This is Ardon from iSheetThings.com, inviting you to enjoy some Mana Biscuits while we port you to the Twisted Nether.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this evening's presentation.
Reality unwoven.
How much heat can you take?
It's just a matter of time.
Hey, and welcome to the Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is our episode number 34, and it is our third blogger roundtable. We are today, have invited Kestrel from Kestrel's Aerie, who's been here before. Ratters from Need More Rage. Quicklin. Right? Did I say that one right?
Yes, you did.
From the Stoppable Force. Vanya from the Egotistical Priest. And and the Big Bear Butt from Big Bear Butt Blogging.
Yo.
And of course. Yeah. And of course, me, Fim, and Bree is there somewhere.
Yeah.
Waiting to pronounce somebody's name.
Of course. That's what I live for.
Yes.
Just and everybody's name up as much as possible.
Yes. And yeah. we have a chat channel today.
Yes.
An amazing number of people.
Yes. So
more than ever before.
Ever. And so I want to say a huge thank you to everybody who is in that chat room right now. You guys rock. Thanks for staying up and coming on to hear us.
Yes.
And,
yes, definitely.
And Softy and Nubian are in the wee hours in Scotland at this point. What time is it? It's like at 6 o'clock in the morning over there right now. It's pretty early. I can't believe they're on. So it's awesome. So yeah. So welcome everybody. So we'll welcome everybody to the show. Welcome our guests to the show. We're gonna have a fantastic time, and we actually have a lot of things to talk about. It's great.
Amazing.
Who would think a bunch of bloggers together actually being able to talk about something? I don't know. It's a crazy thought.
Even better, a whole bunch of bloggers going to talk about something that they didn't already blog about before. Who'd have thunk?
Is there such a thing? I thought everything has been blogged.
I just blogged that.
There you go.
It's all gone now.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Explain how this roundtable thing works to those of people listening who have not listened to any of these yet.
Well, what the roundtables are is an excuse to have a party, basically. So it's we've had three at this point, and what we do is we invite about five different bloggers, not including ourselves, and we ask them to come on the show. We all discuss different topics together and ask, and we get questions from the chat room. We have a number of people in at this point. So it's a very interactive, fun, open discussion about pretty much anything. So don't be surprised if we go off tangents and start talking about carrots or something like that. I don't know. So we'll see as the night progresses.
Definitely. So where do we want to start?
You mean I can't talk about carrots?
You can talk about carrot stop if you want to. If you really want to.
Anybody can talk about
carrots. That was Ratters. See? That was Ratters.
Not paying attention.
No, it's not that. It's he's low for me. And so
okay.
Stop for a second.
Yeah. They talk loudly. How about we go ahead and have each of you say hello and introduce yourselves so that people can get used to your voices so they know who's talking. And why don't we go in the order it shows in our Skype thing, since hopefully it'll be the same for each of us.
Yes.
So that means Bear is first.
Oh. Okay, that's not my order, but okay.
I guess I will say who's next then. Fine. Bear's first.
Yeah, I'm John.
I'm
called the Big Bear Butt Blogger because, well, that's the idiotic name I came up with way back when. And I write this thing with feral druids and, well, okay, crankiness. And sometimes there's some druid stuff thrown in there when I feel like it. Just so I don't lose the last three readers I got.
You You would never. You would never. You're awesome. Okay, so next is the magnificent Kestrel, the bird,
yes,
the man, the legend.
Oh, I have Redders next. All right.
Listen,
I had John first, though. This is Kestrel from kestrelzeri.us. And I come to you not as a rogue, not as a beastmaster hunter, but as a dedicated holy priest anymore. Especially since Vanya went the discipline route. So disciplined.
I have not abandoned you. Okay.
The reason why it's in a different order than what you guys see is because you don't see yourself in the list. So now I figured it out. And the next one is...
Okay. So the next one in my list is Riders.
Okay. Hi, this is Ratshag's real-life avatar from needmorerage.blogspot.com. And Need More Rage started off as a warrior blog and is now, I don't know what the hell it is.
it's a jewel of entertainment. That's what it is.
It is Need More Rage.
It is
a lump of silliness that keeps going. It keeps going.
Oh, oh my. Oh my. Did somebody just...
I gotta say, I only log in now for the latest about my favorite love machine.
Okay.
Matters just has to keep that going.
Great. And next is Stop, as we like to call him affectionately.
Oh,
I guess
I'm up next. Okay. Yeah, this is Stop and or Quecklin and or whatever else you want to call me from thestoppableforce.net. Primarily a death knight these days. Although I've been toying with going back to my warlock, and I've been leveling my shadow priest, running around feralless and melting bears while cackling, I am invincible!
See, and this is why the bears never have bear flanks when I need them, is because you're melting them all, alright? Melt fewer bears.
Well, if or you tails. Ever want bear flank soup, you know my shadow.
Okay, and the next we have the mistress of disc at this point. Yeah, Vanya.
That's me. I'm Vanya, or Ego, from the Egotistical Priest, and I was a holy priestess, but recently I respected disc, and so now most of my stuff's on disc priesting.
And other things.
And other things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine, Igor. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is our panel, or our table. And we will be whipping out the imaginary beer in a minute. So, 3.1, that all the little conversation tidbits changes. I know that Kes is tired of me squealing in VA chat because when we saw the pre stuff, we were like, oh my god, it's so cool, you know, and like tears and the oh my god, and screaming and fainting and. You know, that all happened. So,
And then
the other shoe dropped when we found out about the mana region. But I want to hear everybody's opinion about, for their own classes, we have several different types of classes here. We have a druid, I can talk a little bit about the hunter, we have pallies, we have decays, we have priests. So we can cover a little bit of the gambit of like what everybody's impression is so far about it. So does anybody want to start first to get an idea what they want to talk about? Hey, look at Matt's in there.
I guess well, I should go see what my class changes are.
I'm sorry. Question goes to someone in the chat. Can't follow both.
I'll go first so you have time to go look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Go it helps that I've already blogged on it, so I can just go back and refer to my notes. The changes for priests, honestly, I really believe this is one of the first patches that priests have ever been excited about. We don't really get a whole lot of big changes, especially the poor shadow priests, who still don't get a whole lot of changes with this one.
Yeah.
But especially disc priests, the changes in the patch are just incredible. There's new gadgets and toys and changes and everything's all exciting. And so... I really think this is one of the first times that I've ever actually been excited from a priest standpoint about a patch. I've been excited about hunter stuff before, about overall game things, but yeah. I've never really been like looking forward to the new toys that I get on Vonya, like the AoE bubble thing. I'm totally all about that.
You just want to throw it on your party just to see it happen.
Okay. Hold on. We have the power word shield.
Yeah.
And then now every time that we crit, if you're spec'd correctly, or a specific way, not correctly, in disc, you get another bubble. I have been known to flash heal my tank so that I get a double bubble. So they're running around with two bubbles on them. So yeah, I'm going to see if I can get three bubbles up.
You know, that's
the queen of the double bubble.
It's a double bubble. It's more than one bubble. It's double the bubble fun.
She sounds like a Drenai.
Hello. You know, I was actually running around because I'm dual boxing. I caved in and I'm doing the recruiter friend thing because I'm leveling a chamois. And my friend came out to help me with Hogger, right? So he's like killing everything, and he's like, I'm trying to get this the Divine Aegis to proc on this little dude that was running around trying to do the quest, and we were killing all the mobs, and he was hating life because we kept stealing his mobs. So he kept trying to throw this the flash heal to get the Aegis, and he's like, he finally gets it, he's like, kill something, come on, try and do something for 4 seconds. The bubble's very, very impressive. If you haven't seen it, it looks like a little snowball, like you're encased like a present.
Yep.
So I know that on my end, I've been very excited about. I was very excited about it. I know that I kept screaming out Kessa's ear about it. So the idea that I get Divine Spirit, and I was very excited about the idea of getting Divine Spirit, right? So I'm like crying, okay? Actually crying. This is how stupid I am, right? Getting teary-eyed at the idea that finally, I'm going to get Divine Spirit as a base. And then I find out, like maybe 3 hours later, that they write out the post about mana regen, and then my hopes plummeted to the ground.
Yeah, the whiplash.
Yeah,
watching you in the chat room the other day was amazing. It was like, wee! Oh, crap!
Yeah. Seriously. I and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, because it really affects more healers than it does DPS, because they want to make healing more challenging. Because mana regen at this point, I'm going to be honest, it's OP at this point. I mean, honestly, if you're in a raid that has, and you have decent gear, you're not going to run out of mana unless something catastrophic happens and you're really pushed to the brink. But it is a little OP, so they're getting they're nerfing the crap out of it. So Spirit, I'm all excited about my spirit buff that I'm going to get the spirit buff, and oh my god, and I love the little shiny spirit, and then they're like, no, the spirit ain't going to be worth crap now. It's like, great.
Yeah. Yeah. And sadly, it's a little bit beyond OP, because right now, it just doesn't matter. It's like, OP means it's just really amazing, powerful thing, and right now, I don't even pay attention to it. Like, I think I've used one pot in the last couple of weeks of raids. You know, that's the point where they definitely need to do something, because I don't even pay attention to my mana anymore.
Yeah. Absolutely, because it's no longer really part of your playstyle. You're not worried about it. At least I'm not.
Right.
Excuse me. When I'm not worried about my mana in patchworks on 25 man, there's a problem. If I'm not worried about it in 10 man when there's only two healers, there's a problem, because it's too OP. So I will miss it. I will remember when didn't have to worry about mana and lament.
Yeah. Well, from what I can see, if I was not paying attention, you guys talked about this already, you can stop me. But from what I could tell of the mana stuff, the biggest thing they're worried about is the out of the five, you know, within the 5 second rule, you know, out of casting, that a lot of people, because the healers especially, that's where they gain most of their mana back, depending upon what type of healer you are, obviously. Mm-hmm. From
all
what
of
they
the
were saying.
Healers,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, what happens is, you know, you go out of the 5 second and you gain your mana back. So for like the DPS classes where you're not you know, you basically are always casting. There's never a time when you're just sitting there going, do-do-do-do-do, let's wait till I get to the fight. Yeah. You know, you're always casting. So what they've said is they're going to adjust, like, certain of the skills that used Spirit as the base for the in-casting mana regen,
yeah,
and buff those so that it you shouldn't hopefully see a difference in that. So what will become more important is the MP5 compared to the Spirit. So yeah, so you'd be converting a lot of Spirit gear into kind of MP5 gear.
I'm hoping that's not actually true. I'm hoping that the Spirit stays a strong stat. It's just no longer an OP stat. Yeah. I'd really hate for a lot of the leather wearers, especially who right now, you know, there's a lot of Spirit leather and there's a lot of MP5. I think there's chain that's a lot of MP5 and then there's some cloth that's MP5. I'd hate for leather wearers to feel like they had to start using cloth. And I'd hate for cloth wearers to start feeling, you know, I guess irritated at leather wearers taking their gear or something. Because I'm hoping that Spirit stays strong. Yes, don't take my gear. Don't take my gear. Not that yes. Right now. I mean,
there are some
Spirit stuff,
things but. like right now on my my Moonkin, I have two rings that both have a decent amount of MP5. Well, like not decent, like decent, but like 13 and 15. So that adds a little bit, you know, there. That's not, you know, leather and cloth gear or whatever. And there's a few other, you know, neck pieces, etc., that do have it for leather wearers. But yeah, I have noticed that there's been a lot less MP5 gear. It's a lot of the stuff is either has Spirit or has no Spirit, and that's right. Pretty much your choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of in a way, I mean, you get used to anything, but it's kind of sad because I was like all happy about getting all my Spirit, and I see all the sparkly Spirit, and I'm all yay Spirit, and look at my what is it, 5 second rule regen, and then it's like nice and pretty big number, and now it's gonna go to the crapper, and it's just I have to get used to that, but it's okay. We'll adjust and move on as always. So now, Bear, have you looked over any of the stuff for the druids on the changes?
Why, no, not at all. I haven't covered that on my blog in any way, shape, or form since it came out. I did. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
Let's rehash your post here. Come on, yeah. Come on, Bear.
Well, okay, in the short form, I was kind of tongue in cheek and even said that I was being tongue in cheek, but I went off a little cranky on some of the stuff about, well, apparently we're priests now because we get our own bubble, or maybe we're supposed to be a pally. We have pally envy or something going on because they're gonna nerf our survival of fist. Oh my God, I said nerf. I'm going to have 1,000 comments tomorrow. I have to moderate. They're modifying our survival of the fittest in a downwardly direction and giving us a bubble. So,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I actually had somebody post numbers. I had somebody say, well, I have this much attack power, so my bubble's got to be worth this much. I'm like, where are you pulling these numbers from? Okay, somebody said their kid was listening. I can't say that. But what the heck is wrong with you people? It's like, it's not even a vapor trail of an idea in some designer's consciousness. They said they might give us a bubble. Okay,
right.
That's it. I'd like to see everybody scream and cry about druids getting this bubble, and then the first time they go and do a swipe on a pack of those skittering little spiders in the spider wing of Nax, they get like 8 crits and have 8 overlapping bubbles and just are, you know, and just drop dead of OP-ness. That's what I'd like to see.
They drop dead because they can't even stand themselves. That's what you're saying. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, it's just it's goofy. I mean, you look at the druid stuff and it looks like one designer who is like thinking a couple different things is doing their thing, but it's okay for druids. And then it's like the hunter guy for 3.1 just snorted a couple of lines off the back of a lady in a sushi rack and said, hey, What the heck? Ammo? We don't need no stinking ammo. What? Those bags? Those leather workers? Oh, heck. Throw them out. So, no, I don't know what's going on with them.
You know what? I think that's the one thing that stood out the most was for when I read the Hunter, I'm like, what? Mm. There's no more consumable ammo in the game. I mean, it's like, what? And then I was trying to explain.
Well, time ago, they got rid of the consumable thrown ammo, right? They used to have the consumable ammo for thrown weapons where you'd have to buy.
Used to have thrown knives and axes.
Daggers. They got rid of that. So, yeah. You have to go buy axes every time you want it. You know, ran out of all my axes. I got to go buy more.
Jess and Decker, like, it's magic bullets. It's
kind of a continuation of that. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so now we're going to have warlocks screaming because they got to continue to hold soul shards.
But you know what? Honestly, I'm sorry. If they take away ammo for hunters, they need to take away soul shards for locks. I mean, well, how fair is that to hold all their crap? I mean, and
just wait. They'll probably do what someone was saying and have like different types of ammo with like different effects. So you have to like still carry 50 of them because you want the different types.
Well, they said it wouldn't stack anymore.
I totally would say that's nice.
That just seems true. I think that with the warlock thing that you were talking about with the soul shards, they should stack forever. You should give them like a 200 stack of those things so that they don't have to have the bag anymore at the very least.
I agree. I mean, they should be stackable. They really, if nothing else, it should be stackable.
I'm not sure why making them stack is not come up.
Stop is fading in and out.
Did we lose somebody?
Stop.
I mean, honestly, some of the stuff just to me feels like somebody 2 years ago at Blizzard's design team said, you know, or 3 years ago said, you know what, we really need to try and be like EverQuest and have that micromanaging stuff that keeps all these people busy all the time. And now we're 2-3 years down the road. They're like, you know, this whole ammo thing, that's kind of stupid, man. We ought to do something about that.
And let's get rid of it.
Doesn't it? It's like, let's just throw that out. We're done with that.
And so the implications, right, are not just the fact that the hunter is going to get a new bag slot and the whole thing, and they're going to equip one item into their ammo slot that's going to be akin to a Librem or a Relic or whatever. Now, the market that I feel is horrible for engineers, man. They keep getting the shaft every time. What are they going to sell now? I mean, they were making their money off the ammo. What's going on with for them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you know what they're going to make? They're going to make an engineer pattern that's a soul shard stacker. Like the you know, the mana potion injectors. It'll be like a soul shard stacker.
The soul shard stacker. Yeah, because they
can make soul shard stackers.
All right, let's be honest here. How many people... How many people actually went into engineering thinking, oh, I'm going to make ammo? Nobody. They're like, I'm going to make the hog or the flying machine. They make it for the fun things. I don't think goggles. That the lack of ammo is going to hurt them all that much.
They make it for the goggles and for the
goggles. Yes,
you're probably right. Really? They're still going to scream and holler about it on the forums forever.
Well, I mean, it's just I feel
engineering's all about the exploding bunny pet.
Yeah, I just feel bad because, like, I know that the engineers in our guild make tons of ammo for the guild, for the different hunters. And they're going to, you know, it's a business that, you know, they lose. So I feel kind of bad because they don't have a lot of business to begin with.
Well, they need to sell them all now before 3.1 comes out. You got a few months. Do it now. Make all your money. Well, you got time. People will still buy them, I promise.
So Radshag. Yep. Your pally is tanking now and next. She's getting geared up. You're getting into the whole mechanic of pally tanking and stuff. So, was there anything in the patch notes for 3.1 that you're excited about for your pally?
Not really. There's a couple of changes that affect protection pallies. It make pulling a little easier because it'll silence casters, so they'll have to run to you, and you don't have to step around a corner. But that's a pretty minor, pretty situational thing. And for my warrior, it's the same thing. There's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's pretty minor stuff compared to, you know, all the craziness and hunters and priests and everything. The ammo situation is probably the best thing for me as a warrior, because I buy ammo about once every 4 months, and then I completely forget about it until I run out. So I think that's actually, the hunter note was the most impressive thing I saw as a warrior.
Okay.
But warrior's got a great deal back in 3.02, so there's not much left to fix for us.
Oh, but we can bubble you guys now, and you can't bitch.
Yeah, oh, that's true. I will not bitch anymore, although I think I've pretty effectively trained my priest not to ever do it.
Oh, okay, good, good, good.
Now I've got a retrainer to go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think that's true for like a lot of the priests. We have, except for the disc priests who've been doing that, but like for holy priests, you know, you don't do it because it's like whatever, and it's not going to be as effective. But yeah, we can do it now. A quick note, Kes, do you have anything to add real quick on your thoughts on the changes coming up
for the priests?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of squeed along with you, and I don't squeeze, so that's how good I thought they were. No, seriously, for any priest, all healing priests, they're great. I mean, a prayer of healing I can target on any group in my 25-man raid. How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
I can spam. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No spamming anymore.
No spamming.
Well, there's that.
But they're increasing.
I do have to say, though. No, go ahead, Bree.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that with these changes, as Vanya said, disc is looking better and better all the time. I seriously considered, you know, looking at a discipline build when Wrath came out, and decided, you know, after reading Vanya's articles and what Matt had to say about it and others, I thought, you know, disc is still great, and I love having disc priests in my raid. But I'll stay holy. But I tell you, I've got to think about it again come 3.1.
Yeah, it's true.
Come to us. Join the dark side.
So stop.
Kestrel, I am your... No, I'm not your father.
No,
would that work exactly?
Not even close. I'm old enough to be yours, though.
It doesn't work that way. Have you not seen the movies? Work with me here.
So stop. Did you look over your notes real quick?
I did. I finally decided to see what they did to my class.
which class?
I don't know. It's just like an overwhelming sense of they've just moved talents to the way people have been using them. Like one of the ones they swapped Gargoyle and Unholy Blight, so the Gargoyle is now the highest talent for Unholy Deathknight. That makes sense anyway, because Unholy Blight was the thing you used up all the time, and the Gargoyle was your basically instant cast DPS boost. I pretty much only pop it on bosses. Like, Pestilence doesn't do damage, but spread diseases. He's casting it for the damage anyway. I don't know. It just really seems like they looked and went, yeah, this is what this talent's, this is what this ability's supposed to do, so we're going to get rid of the extra effect on it, which just seems fine to me. And I can't say anything about the PvP changes because I don't PvP on my deathline.
Okay. You just ignore the PvP changes. Okay. I understand. also, for Beastmaster Hunters, there's a reason to not do Harry Carry. There's hope. There's some hope coming.
I have hope.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm never changing from Beastmaster. Beastmaster forever.
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I've stayed Beastmaster.
yeah, and mine's gonna stay Beast, and so yeah, they're buffing pets in the sense that they're adding a tree and to the 51 when you hit the 51 talent point.
A new tier
on the pet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I appear to be the only person in this channel who actually did swap over to survival on my hunter.
There's nothing
there's
wrong
no,
with
there's
that.
Nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
Just not playing my hunter anymore, so I haven't bothered switching him. Don't worry.
Yeah. I think obviously, you know, they over nerfed them. They realized that, and it's going to be a they're doing a readjustment for 3.1, and we'll see. I'm sure that they're going to be back on the same playing field as Marks and Survival. They're going to be nerfing a little bit of Survival because they've talked that Survival's DPS is a little bit too high. So, you know, it's still a balancing game. I'm trying.
Yeah. They did do a stealth nerf on Survival, so yeah, that the explosive shot does a little bit less damage.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some interesting. I like that sniper training thing.
What, the sniper training? Stop. Are you back?
Yeah, where you have to hold still for 6 seconds, and you get, you know, like up to 6% damage bonus. That's kind of cool. The other one was you had to be 40 yards or over 30 yards, right? Something like that. Any of you people who know Survival? Isn't that Survival? Or is that Marksman?
What? Yeah, you have to be...
I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, you do more damage yards if you're 30 yards or more.
Oh. That's
unfortunately, I don't know in-game to know if you're 30 yards away.
6 seconds. Yeah, well, that doesn't help.
Is it changing or being added? Yeah. I couldn't remember based on...
Nope. I believe it's been changed.
Sniper training? Yeah.
Yeah. Sniper training, after standing still for 6 seconds, you gain 2, 4, or 6% damage bonus to steady, aimed, and explosive shot.
Yeah.
So you just have to stand still. And that's actually pretty good for hunters because most of the time we are standing still.
Yeah.
So if we can help it, we are standing still.
there are a lot of fights where you can't stand still. For example, a lot of the high-end rating has, you know, don't stand and fire as the theme.
Yes.
But I think overall it's going to be better than the 30 yards because I don't know about you guys, but I can't eyeball 30 yards from ER, from a mob.
Yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely no clue. 30 yards, that means nothing to me.
I have to write some add-on to figure it out.
I think they've probably got one.
It's called grid. Yeah, I only have to know how far away I am because of meta HUD.
Yeah.
Exactly. I basically just stand as far back as I can. And still get heroism. Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
As long as you can still hit him, you know you're right at the edge there.
If you're meleeing, you're too close.
Yes, that's probably true. You can get too close for any hunter spec.
Yes, I agree.
Doesn't matter if you have sniper training or not.
Yeah, Kes is saying the first rule of raiding is don't stand in stuff, and.
Yes.
We should hold that true. except for Shade, as Ryder is saying. I mean, you guys could say this stuff. Come on now. Say it.
Yes.
Hey. What happens if you move in Iran?
You wipe the raid.
That's right. Get to.
I'm proud to say I never ever moved in flame.
Do not move.
Unfortunately, I still don't. I died twice in that red swirly stuff around Kul'Thuzad last night.
Oh, really?
Oops. Wait, I'm not supposed to move, right? Oh, wait.
Red, shiny, fire. What?
I don't.
I get in trouble when I go, when I do Scarlet Monastery, the library wing, the boss there is the exact same audio tracks as the RAM. So it's. He starts saying burn in righteous fire, and I yell out on vent, nobody move. And all these people look everywhere and have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Nice.
I'm lucky I don't have the sound on, so I've never actually heard any of that, so it's not that big a deal.
So talking about,
how do you hear Big Bad Wolf yell, run away, little girl?
Girl, yeah.
I turned the sound on for that one.
You know, the first time I heard that, I swear, I'm like, where's Big Bad Wolf? Where's the wolf? Because I was like, what's going on? And then I realized it's talking about, you know, the wall of fire. Yeah.
And then the wall of flame rushed over you and you got thrown into the lava and died.
I didn't die, but I was confused for a split second until I heard the raid leader go, run! Run to the middle!
Run! I do that, though.
So I ran with the group.
Burn, you miserable wretches!
Yeah, so let me ask you guys, each you can answer, we can go down the list and we can go like that. How has been your experience? All of us have been experiencing different things in terms of progression or expectations or rating and stuff like that on our tune since Wrath came out, because it's a different game and so things have changed. So Bear, you were talking before we got on air that there were some big things that happened and that you wanted to share. Do you want to share them now to the class?
The first thing, well, I would, but I have to say I'm following the Twisted Nether blogcast live chat that's going on right at this moment. And Lady Jess has been typing in the lyrics to Wreath of Fire. It looks like Ego thinks that Lady Jess is coming up with that off the top of her head. And the subtext is making me laugh my butt off.
So now you're a little bear butt or what?
You mean no bear butt. I think Lady Jess is an honorary taken bear butt, actually, I think, since her husband probably kicked my butt up one side of the street and down the other. Oh, yes. you know what? I'm going to pretend that there never was a song. Okay, great. How's that sound? yeah, I actually had a lot of huge news tonight. It was kind of crazy. I'm going to be blogging about it in a massive QQ whiny, oh my God, post later, but you're going to hear it here first, everybody who bothered to stay up late live. And that would be that my darling wife and I, Cassie Ann, and I went into a 10-man Vault of Archivon earlier, and it was one of the most incredible examples of the worst example of a pug from hell that you could imagine. Right up to the point where the rogue tier 7 chest piece drops, and Cassie is the only rogue in the run, and the raid leader says, "Rogues roll," and I blink, and she rolls, and he says, "Grats, you win." And then he passed the loot to a different character whose first name was Cassie that was a mage.
Oh wow.
Ouch.
And I and in that same run, the reins of the Black War Mammoth dropped, and I was the high roller.
And did you
and
get
I
it?
I did win the mount. So okay. I'm on that with my wife. I'm screaming yay, and she's shrieking, "Oh my God, no!"
Poor woman.
You can open up a GM ticket and have it passed. It's happened before. You can ask.
That's what's the interesting thing is. My wife opened the GM ticket immediately. She also whispered the other player who actually got awarded, because mages really need to be awarded tier 7 rogue chess pieces.
Of course.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And they both, you know, and
they
the
use
other
it when
person
they go
said
in busy.
They'd open up the GM ticket. No, you're gonna love this. Yeah. They said, "Okay, we're gonna open up GM tickets." My wife opens a GM ticket. We assume that the other player, Cassiopeia, opens one. And then a notice comes across on the Realm channel. What is it called? Realm restart in 15 minutes.
Oh.
And we look at each other like, wait, server restart in 15 minutes. We're like, you've got to be kidding me, right? And when we come back, you know, she finally talks to GM, and the GM says to her, "Well, that's really interesting and all, but unless the person who was awarded the loot opens a GM ticket, there's really nothing we're going to do about it."
Oh, wow.
So you have to say to yourself, okay, "Oh, please, Cassiopeia, please open a ticket. Don't just shard it."
No, so, I don't think she can even shard it. You can't. You have to sell it to. I think you have to delete it, don't you? I don't think
you can sell it.
Delete it. It's all you can do.
I think you can only delete it, right?
I think the tokens can be sold.
But you don't get tokens in Vault of.
You can just drop it. You have to drop it. Yeah, that's true. It's just the actual item.
And in other completely unrelated news, but it's just kind of cute. We land to Nax this evening like we normally do, and you know, just Spider Wing, and we stomp the Spider Wing into dust in about an hour. It was our second time actually doing anything past the first boss. So we're like, "Oh yay, cool, I gotta go." And people said, "Why don't we try something else, man?" So we went into the Abomination Wing without even having read anything about it, and we one shot Patchwork.
Cool. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, just wander in and go, wow, I was scared, but good job, guys. And then we wiped on Globulus a few times and were reminded that we're actually wimps. So that's cool.
Matt and Bob. I can't say his name. That they said that the tier 7 stuff off vault you can DE, but not the PvP stuff. PvP stuff you have to actually delete. So thanks for the question. And we continue. Globulus sucks. So, and you know who sucks even more than Globulus is freaking Gluth afterwards. So. Those two.
Well, we picked a wink random, and somebody said, well, the military quarter is supposed to be really hard. It's like, I don't know. Well, Patchwork sounds fun. Let's go try him. All right.
Well, that's awesome.
Ooh,
so
that was a good call.
It's that scientific method. What can
I
say?
Hey, he killed,
you know?
Patchwork. So.
So. Exactly.
You were on 10 man, though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And 10 and either 10 or 25, he still sucks on both. Both of them suck on both. It's just a pain.
Patchwork's easy on 10.
Patchwork's easy on
10. Easy enough that you go in on 25 and think it's going to be a cakewalk like it was on 10, and you're all dead before the tank even has aggro.
Yeah, no, the 25, in both versions, the 10 and the 25, it's a gear check. And if you're running, like we were running with two healers the first time, it really is very taxing the first time you do it until you start getting some gear, and then it becomes less of a heart attack when you're doing it. But the patch, I mean, you guys went in and you tried to do it with 4. I don't know how, even, like how can you even fathom? We were stressing with 6. I mean, we were like keeping these tanks. These tanks were going so low that we were like, "Oh my god, keep them up! Get them, like, heal them! Hurry, hurry!" You know. And I don't know, Kes, how you guys were trying with 4, but you guys have gotten them down with 6, right?
Oh yeah, we've gotten them down twice. We one shot him the other night.
Woohoo! Excellent.
Last night.
Yay!
We do plague last night. Crap. Yes. Yeah, we one shot him last night. Because I was in there spamming my greater heal and never running out of mana and spamming greater heal for 5 minutes and, you know, never running out of mana. It's great.
And that's why they're nerfing the crap out of it.
Yeah, probably.
It's all Kes's fault.
So Ratters.
You've been watching you.
You had a Shadow Priest in BC. They nerfed Shadow Priest.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a painful memory.
It's not that they're nerfed, because Shadow Priests are doing great now in our guild.
Uh-huh.
It's just that it's so, they took everything, threw it out, and brought in a whole new set of skills and class and everything, and gave it the same name, Shadow Priest. But it's not recognizable, at least from my perspective. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, but I was just going to say that you became a little disheartened over the loss of your priest, and you decided to roll a pally to tank, to get back to your tanking roots. So how has that been going? Because I know you guys have been in Naxx for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, the funniest thing about that is that I rolled a paladin tank because we'd only had one in Burning Crusade in the guild, and he was talking about maybe switching over to a Death Knight. So it seemed like a good idea to step in and fill that role because nobody else was going to do it. And yet we ended up with 5 paladin tanks. So we're running very tank heavy these days. There's crates everywhere. And we had all 5 of us in Obsidian Sanctum the other night, and it was kind of crazy. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun. Being an off tank is very different than tanking in 5-man, so it's a new experience for me. And you have to, every fight's different. Some fights are mostly just sort of stand there. Oh, there's an ad, go grab it, stand. Oh, there's an ad, go grab it, stand. And some of them you're right in the thick of the action, and some of them are in between. And it's keeping me on my toes, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Excellent, excellent. So I'm glad to hear it. And stop. Stop, oh stop. Stop was a lock before. And then
I was.
And then he became seduced by the call of the Death Knight. Like
even darker side.
other lock on the universe.
The warlock simply wasn't evil enough. I needed something more.
I guess so.
So I decided. But yeah, my warlock is still sitting at 70, just spinning bags, whereas my actual raiding has all been done on my death knight. So, our guild is kind of small and fairly casual, so we actually teamed up with another guild that both guilds used to be part of a bigger one that splintered apart. We've been pushing in an axe. We've been pretty much one-shot Spiderwing and Plaguewing at this point. Abomination Wing, we can two-shot everything up to Gluth. Gluth is kind of a pain because either we end up with low DPS and we hit the enrage timer, or they put idiots like me in the back, the zombie chow, on the night when I forgot to bring my tank set. So I'm running around there in my extremely squishy blood spec with my extremely squishy DPS gear, getting like 62 stacks of that debuff. Oh, that yeah. And I came into I came into BA chat at like 3 a.m. and freaked out at Matt, and then the next day was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just take my tank set and see what happens. And so we just did a learning fight against them the other night to try and just give the Kydrus some experience. And to their credit, our hunters got much better at placing their frost traps. So I was jogging in a circle in my tank set, which looks like a very dark box of crayons threw up on me, with a crowd of zombies just following me around. That's as far as we've gotten. We can't get into military wing because we have our only pre-show up are two. We don't have any shadow priests, basically. And our holy priests, their mind control lasts about 5 seconds. we had one who wasn't even able to get off a bone shield. He mind controlled the guy, and he immediately broke free and came over and one shot the priest.
Need to get some hit gear.
A hit rating thing?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, it's just a hit rating.
Yeah. We're
discussing trying since we have so many hunters. Is there is this really risky strategy with Resuvius where one or two off tanks hold all the students, and the hunters basically distracting shot Resuvius in a triangle.
So you ping pong him around the room.
Yeah, basically. So I'd like to try it, but not until they finally optimize next lag ramp.
Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's completely gone because 1 second of lag and he's going to do 60,000 damage to a hunter. So, usually when we get to the point where we have nothing left to do except die to Gluth or die to Resuvius, we decide to go to Sanctum instead, and we're getting pretty good at that. I think we're at the point where we could probably try with one Drake up just as a learning fight, but mm-hmm. We do pretty well on the regular one. And unfortunately, this week I was very bad about standing in the circles, but it's because someone put a pony keg down before all the fights. And three quarters of the raid was drunk over fighting the drakes around the outside edge. Like, I couldn't see straight. Here's a fun fact. If you go into a twilight portal while you're drunk, you're sober while you're inside.
That's interesting.
Wow.
That's good to know.
Yeah, like, your vision completely clears up and you can walk straight and you see the actual level of the mob. You're drunk
that's
again.
That's funny.
So that was fun.
That there, that's a pro tip there.
So, Ego, how you guys actually did something that I'm still struggling as unbelievable is that you guys got down the 25, the heroic version of OS with 9 people.
Just with no drakes up. We haven't done it with a single drake yet, but I think we're getting close to it because the last time that we did it, we actually had everyone still standing at the end. And the way our guild works is when it gets easy, we make it harder. The achievements have been a lot of fun for that, so that we've like had ways to make the fights a little bit different. But I think, yeah, with the OS 25, I think we may be getting closer to trying it with one drake up still.
With 9 people, yep. In the 25.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love it if we could get that 10th. we only have 11 raiders in our guild. But
if we could get 10, that would be great. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. One more DPS or the healer. But yeah, two of our writers have been on hiatus for various personal reasons. And so we've just been non-manning everything because, you know, we don't really have anyone to fill in the slot and don't feel like pugging it. So, yeah, that's us. It's really not, I mean, it's difficult because it lasts a long time. I think the fights are like 8 minutes long that way. But since he doesn't have an enrage timer, it's just, you know, how long can your raid stay out of fire?
And dealing with the ads, like, how do you guys deal with so many ads at the when he starts spawning them near, what is it, 5% or something?
Oh, yeah, the 5% death thing. That one is partially luck because there's no way to tell when the ads are going to spawn the elementals, and they enrage when they get hit by the lava waves. And since you can't tell when they're going to spawn or where they're going to spawn or when the lava waves are going to come and they're going to spawn, there is a luck factor there, especially at the end when so many of them do happen. But we've just got our bear tank, you know, runs around and collects them all. He's got an AoE taunt, which sometimes accidentally taunts the giant's dragon as well. But as long as our main tank is aware of the fact that he's doing the AoE taunt, the main tank can get the dragon back, and all of the elementals go to the bear tank. And we just, you know, he collects enough of them and then calls for AoE, and that's basically what happens. For the rest of it, everybody just stays on the big dragon.
Oh, wow. Very impressive, very impressive. So, now that we have some questions out there. So, Bear, I can't pronounce this one. You have to say it.
You can't pronounce it.
No.
Oh, the Brigwin?
Yeah, there. So, Brigwin wants to know, Bear, have you recovered from your debacle with the feed?
My debacle with, my feed burner thing. You know what? Feed burner is dead as disco. And now I've said that, somebody's going to write in saying how much they love disco in the Netherlands. Okay. You know, the feed, there's a feed on my blog. My blog is fine. You can go there. You can get the feed. You can call up a feed reader and stick that address right in there. It'll call up an RSS and add them. You know, my mistake was just that I didn't think things through. It was all cute and fun. And I never thought, what would happen if this third party that I'm using to distribute my feed went belly up? How am I going to tell all those people that, yeah, he went quiet, and you should really look in that list of 500 blogs to tell when the last time a bear post came up? You know, so yeah, it's I feel bad because there's no way I can tell anybody that doesn't actually come to the blog. You know, if they came to the blog, there's no point. You see me, I'm here. So, yeah. So lesson learned. It's just, you know, don't do it anymore, I guess, for me.
What? Don't do the feed anymore?
The feed burner.
Oh, feed burner.
Third-party apps. You know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, feed burner, breaks, I think, recently got taken over by another company, didn't it? Isn't that what caused
Google.
The problem? Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it did get taken over by Google, but to be honest with you, from the research I've done, it's a complication with the feed burner widget installation and the specific theme I'm using. And I like my theme too much to scrap it to you know, cave over to make feed burner work.
Right.
So, anyway, I feel bad because, you know, obviously I'm not all about numbers of people who read the blog, but at the same time, if somebody was enjoying the blog and they think that I've just gone bye-bye, that makes me feel kind of bad. You know? I'm still here. Honest.
I didn't even realize you're...
I was actually extremely confused when I read that post because I never lost you. I've been getting your posts all along.
Yeah, I never lost it either.
Well, you've always been able to get the feed. If you're the kind of person like I am, and I never knew there was a problem either, because if I find somebody's blog that I like, I open up my feed reader and I just copy the web address, put it in there, and it looks for the feed's location. I guess the feed burner, you know, you can click on an actual link for that. And it distributes out to other sites. So, like I said, it's just one of those things where, as a new blogger, I didn't understand the distinction, and I made a mistake.
It's okay, Bear. We forgive you. It's just that I never really noticed it was broken because I always go directly to your site. I don't read you from the feed. So, I didn't realize you were broken.
And I'm the same way. I actually do the same thing that you do, is I type in the blog name directly into my feed reader. I use Google Reader. And so I very rarely use any feed burner links unless the actual blog name doesn't work. Right. So yeah, I didn't realize you had an issue either.
And then we get the plea. Help me. Yeah. Help me, please. Yeah.
And it was so sweet. There were a lot of people who did post that, and I got several emails saying, you know, I saw over on such and such that you're actually not dead. That's good news. It's like, oh, thank you, thank you, all of you.
I think I'm the only blogger who did not post an article saying where to find Bear's feed reader, because everybody else did.
Yeah, I didn't either. I replied to the comment. I had a comment.
I thought Ratters was the funniest, to be honest with you. I thought his post was hilarious. That cracked me up, actually.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not even gonna try, because he wants me to try, but I'm just gonna fail miserably and not be able to say it right. So I'm not going to. So Bob wants to know.
Poor Bob.
Poor Bob. So yeah. So somebody say his name correctly.
Admiral.
Lanyon. Admiral. Yeah. Admiral Lanyon. Lanyon. Lanyon.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So.
From some website.
He's from bossmage.net, right? Moonfire is the name.
It's Moonfire is the name of the blog. Yeah.
Moonfire is the name of the blog, right? This is what happens. Yeah. URLs are not thought of. Moonfire's the name of the blog, but the URL is frostmage.net. So,
yeah.
Okay, so his question was, he wanted to know, for any of you who wants to share, what is your absolutely favorite group-related horror story? Which Bear shared his vault story, but does anybody have any other horror stories they want to share? It could be past, present, like Vanilla Wild, BC, now. Anything like that?
Ooh, can I go?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Talking about another rogue mage issue. This was way back in Vanilla Wild, like many, many, many moons ago. We were running Shadowfang Keep, and we were of level to run Shadowfang Keep, and I think this was priest number 2 for me. So I think I was on my dwarf, and we ran it, and we formatted. It was myself, a rogue, the warrior tank, and then we had a friend from the guild that came, and he was a mage. And we made it all the way to the end, and we actually killed the boss, which at the time, making it to the end and killing the boss was pretty harsh for him, especially formatting, because he used to be like 3 levels higher than the rest of the instance. But he dropped the rogue dagger. I forget what it was called, like something comet. And the mage rolled on it. And we stopped him, and we asked him, How come you rolled on this dagger? Because it's not got any spell power or anything on it. And it wasn't that he hadn't looked at the dagger. It wasn't that he hadn't realized that it wasn't, you know, like a mage dagger. He told us it was in case the mob got close enough to him that he needed to melee. And we sort of stopped for a moment, and we're like, did you run out of wand stuff from the wand stuff store? Because mages get wands, and those work at close range too, you know, if you're out of mana. And so from then on, you know, we've constantly been joking about, you know, oh man, I ran out of wand stuff, I forgot to go buy wand stuff.
I want to give 15 bear points to the first mage who sends in a screenshot of him with the Essence of Gossamer trinket. just in case.
So did he then reroll a Huntard there, Ego?
No, he didn't. He rerolled a Paladin and rolled on Spirit Gear left and right.
Oh, wow.
Anything that dropped that was a color, you know, as long as it wasn't a gray item, he was like, ooh, and he rolled on it. And so he was running around in play gear that had more spirit on it than trees that I know. Oh, it was classy.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a good one. Does anybody else have one? Come on now, horror stories, people. You got to have them.
I mean, already told mine. It was the night we decided that, you know, we had done 10-man patchwork. It was so easy. Let's go give 25-man a shot. We only had 4 healers.
Wow, Kes, man. I remember
I tried it three times. It got uglier each time. I mean, that's just... It got funny after a while.
Well, I remember you coming on BHat, and you're like, why is this so difficult? I mean, really, it shouldn't be this difficult. And then I remember, like, I think Anna and Banana Shoulders was on and all that stuff. And they're asking, okay, well, how many healers did you have? And what were you doing? And we're like, oh, no, because of this and that. And he goes, well, how many healers you have? Four. There's your problem.
Okay, we didn't do any research before we went in there. We didn't expect to finish the other two wings that quickly.
It's quite all right. It's quite all right. And I understand. It's okay.
I think my favorite story was last year when we were in Mount Hyjal, and we had just cleared an Etheron, the second boss, which took us over a month. I mean, we were just stuck on him for a long time. We finally got him down, and it was all, woo, yay. And the raid leader says, okay, go take 10 minutes AFK if you need to, and then I'm just going to talk to Jaina, and she will teleport us to the next fight, which, if you've done an Etheron, you know that's not what happens. She teleports herself out of there, and then you're standing there, and then about 5 million zombies come charging over the hill at you. So about the 10 of us that saw it, that were still there saw this coming and took off running and managed to get out of the place. I think one or two people got eaten. And, of course, everyone that had gone AFK comes back, and they're dead in the middle of the place. But just the notion of, okay, I'll talk to Jaina, and she'll teleport us out of here. And then we're all going, where'd Jaina go?
No. Oh, no.
So that falls under all sorts of feet good. Ahead.
Oh, wow. Stop. Did you think of a story yet, sir?
Oh, I'm working on it, but I don't know. I haven't had too many terrible ones. There was the, and if I do, they're mostly me. Like there was the time we were in heroic ramparts, and I blew up the druid because I didn't know he was standing behind me on that second boss. and then those people invited me to their guild. I don't know.
They must not have liked the druid very much.
Or what? That's actually my raiding guild. I don't know. Mustmon aren't really that bad.
Okay. All right. So, Nubian Wan.
Nubian.
Yeah. He has a quick question that we are going to ask. It's very early for him. He's listening, so we can ask his questions. We thank
two
him again.
Questions.
Yeah, two questions. I'm going to ask them now. So he wants to know, does your guild tabard match your guild name, and is it important to you? I'll answer this one, too, after everybody. So
I'll go first.
Okay, go, Kes.
Our guild is the Ouroboros, which is, if you're into your mythology at all, a snake who eats its own tail. And it's basically the endless circle. Our symbol on our guild tabard is the infinity symbol. So, yes, it very much does match our guild.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Cool. Bear?
I knew you were going to go to me next. I'm paranoid that way.
Is your guild symbol of a big bear butt?
No, actually, our guild is the She-Devils, and that's She-Devils with an S-I-D-H-E. And I can't take credit for coming up with the name. My friend Manny came up with it. And I told this story somewhere before on my blog, but what we wanted was we were all in a different guild, and we knew we were going to probably scatter eventually because we were different levels and stuff. So we wanted an alt guild. And we had this vision that someday our alts were going to all be high enough level to go raid stuff together, and you know, before Burning Crusade. So we decided, for our alts, let's all make female night elves and have bunny pets all the time. And someday, someday, we're going to be a raid of 40 players, all female night elves, with bunnies raiding Molten Core. That was our vision. This was our dream, our goal. And so our tabard was a combination of the devil, the devil and bunnies. So there's this one symbol that's kind of like a skull head, like a ram head with these lightning bolt kind of horns coming up. So it's kind of like really high bunny ears and a devil head at the same time. It's uh-huh. That's why we picked that. It's just I every time I look at it and I think of 40 bunnies all plowing across going loop the core hounds. It's like, yeah, anyway.
So Ratters,
let's see, Ethereal Circles Guild Tabard does not have a circle on it. So I guess the answer is no, it doesn't match the name of the guild.
But is it ethereal?
It's kind of wavy, flowery pattern thing. I don't know what it is.
He just wears it. That's all he knows.
Well, you know, for a long time, most of the time I was in there, was on a Shadow Priest. I couldn't tell what my tabard looked like. Everything was purple and see-through. And now nobody wears guild tabards or faction tabards. So,
yes. This is true enough. Yes, yes. So, Stop. What about you?
Oh, my guild tabard is a sore point with me because when I joined, it was actually a pretty cool design. My guild is called Fatalis, which I don't know if it's just a made-up word or Latin or whatever, but there's a ton of guilds of that name. But anyway, we had some kind of nice maroon thing with a little, like an hourglass on it or infinity symbol or something. It was kind of symbolic and cool. And I'd been in the guild about 3 weeks and they changed it to that one that looks like a set of ribs. And it just went from like gold on maroon to white on black. Yes. So it looked really dumb on my warlock because tabards look dumb on clothies anyway, because they get cut off at the belt. And I don't wear it on my death knight because I don't like it. I actually wear the worm breath pretty much all the time.
Okay. All right then. So, Eagle, what about you?
Well, our guild is Vanguard, and our guild tabard is the one with the shield and the sword across it. So it's, you know, sort of matches. It's got the whole, you know, we're defending whatever. But to be completely honest, I run a priest, and that means that I wear dresses. Robes. Yeah. It's a robe. The tabards look awful with robes, and they always have, and unless they do something to fix it, they always will. So, first off, I don't really wear a tabard on Vonya, because it really affects, this is one of the stats that Blizzard doesn't tell you about. It's the morale stat, and depending upon how revealing the front of the robes of your female casters, or, you know, I've seen some pretty good plate wearers that are applying for this as well. You know, and the tabard really sort of obscures that. And so you lower the raid morale by wearing a tabard.
It's true.
And you have to be aware of these effects.
Morale plus 5. Flesh.
Have you seen the belly buttons on some of those female death knights running around out there?
So, but aside from that, even there's the new tabard system where you get a rep with the various factions if you wear their tabard when you go into, like, you know, heroics and so forth. And so I wonder how many people have actually worn their guild tabard since this came out. I mean, Vanya's worn all of the various tabards to get her reputation up to exalted so she could pick up, you know, the jewel crafting stuff. But I she's really never worn the guild tabard. My hunter wears the guild tabard because she, you know, has pants, and so the guild tabard actually looks cool with her. But, I think the guild tabard thing has sort of become something that doesn't happen a lot. I'd like to see something new where, you know, maybe when you mount,
like a little flag,
you can purchase something so that the barding on your, or a flag, or the barding on the mount or something is your guild signet or indicator.
They should do it like the PvP, the arena thing, where you get the big flag that sits behind you. Okay, baby.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It might be annoying after a while. So. Maybe you could pick to have that up or not, but I think that would get kind of annoying after a while.
I'd like to see it on a cape design.
Ooh, there you go. Although then I would demand that capes on female Drenai not look retarded.
Yeah.
I have serious problems with capes.
I don't
actually
even know.
That'd be awesome what animation. So you don't get
tapper. I have no idea.
You have no idea what from?
I don't know what the guild tabard looks like.
You don't know.
It used to be like, I don't know what it used to be. It was like a little dagger. Like there's a little dagger. I think that's what it used to be. I don't know what it is anymore. I think it was changed. I never wear it.
Oh, that's nice. well, our guild tabard doesn't match our name because we inherited the guild, and the guild name was a name that actually my brother made up. That it means, it's Latin for pain upon the horde, and it doesn't have anything to do with our guild tabard, because our guild tabard, it has a tree on it, a really nice tree. It's to symbolize our it's to symbolize us as a group, as friends, like a virtual family. So I can't change the name of the guild. Huh?
The roots of friendship go deep.
Yes, the roots of... I know it's corny, but yes, the roots of friendship go deep. So I'm very proud of the guild tabard, because we redesigned it after we captured the guild from previous ownership. But the name we can't change, so we're AUO. So, yeah, the name is totally PvP-centric and it has nothing to do with what we do. Yes, I stole my brother's guild. Yes, I stole my brother's guild. Well, actually, he gave it up. He abandoned it, and I just took care of the child, the abandoned child.
Abandoned. He's in my guild now.
Yeah, he's in your guild, see? Him and his wife are now in Fim's guild on a PvP.
I don't think he recognized me when I talked to him the other day, because I wasn't on Fim.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He barely knows his own name right now. So that's from our end, my lord. Okay, so, and the second question was, has Twitter become an essential part of any blog? And I know for Matt, this has become an essential part of his networking. So he uses it a lot. But what about everybody else?
No. I have tried to use Twitter, and I just don't get it, I'm afraid. So
so that's a no.
The Egotistical Priest blog has a Twitter account. It's Ego Priest.
Uh-huh.
But mostly when it does get updated, it gets updated with random things that we say in five mans and in raids that are just ridiculous. And most of the time it's stuff that Ansu says. But I can understand it. I just don't have the time and resources to follow it. So, for example, I have a single monitor, and so when I'm playing WoW, I can't go Twitter something really quickly, you know? And it's blocked at work, and so I can't...
so many things are blocked in your
job. Can't do anything there.
God.
Fail. So,
Teen Ninjas.
So, yeah, I guess I would have had to go out of my way to make Twitter work for me, and I just don't have time. I have to prioritize, and Twitter was not important enough for me.
That's okay. So does anybody actually use, that's in this roundtable, use Twitter to...
Stop uses Twitter.
A lot?
All day
long. Does Stop use Twitter a lot? Are you kidding?
I mean...
Stop uses it a lot, because Twitter for me is it's almost the second BA chat room at this point.
I you know what? I really wish I could do Twitter. I really wish I could keep up with it, but I barely can keep up with BA chat when I'm in there. I mean, I can't do it all. My brain cannot handle too much information coming from all these different sources.
I actually thought I didn't have Ego Priest on follow. And because there hadn't been updates ever since January 8th. So I went to add it again, and it's like, you already have that. I'm like, what? I do. I don't.
Yeah, I don't update very often.
I don't try to keep up. I stopped using it for a long time until I was suggested toward a program called TweetDeck, which I use now. And it lets you split up like the different people you're following onto different like tabs on the or like columns. Ah. And it's really works great because like I have all the WoW people in one, I have like all the replies in another, I have like celebrities I follow in one other one. And so, you know, I can keep track of all the different people a lot better and the conversation's a lot easier. It definitely speeds up my keeping track of it. And there's times when I just look at it and I go, what, 136 new ones? Mark is red. So it's just the way it works.
So I've read a lot of people recommend things.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think a lot of people, their problem with Twitter is that they think that they have to follow everything that's said on Twitter. Twitter is not an RSS feed. Twitter is like poking your head into a room full of conversations and going, huh, that's interesting. And then either jumping in or saying something of your own or leaving.
Yes. Yeah. You can always feel free to ignore anything you don't want to respond to.
Yeah.
See, and that's actually what I was going to say is that I've heard a lot of people who use Twitter give this recommendation that you just sort of treat Twitter like a river, and you just sort of dip into the river and take a little bit and then you leave. And I can't do that. I dive headfirst into things. And so if I was like really getting with Twitter, I'd be having to, you know, keep up with every single Twitter that everybody that I followed did. And, oh, did something happen that was important? I don't think that I could do that whole like dip your toes in, just take what you want. Because what if I missed something? I have this like intense need
there
to
really
not miss
something.
There
really isn't much to miss on Twitter. I give you... promise.
Well, but what if you went for coffee or, you know, like in the midst of all
it's
of
still
these,
there,
you know,
though.
I'm sleeping, I'm no.
How you say you follow it, okay? What I do is I go to places, I go to websites, I see there's a Twitter on the sidebar. You know, obviously, least I could do the webcomic and their WoW analog that I won't plug because otherwise it'll seem like a screaming fanboy. Because I've already plugged it 5,000 times this year alone. They have a Twitter up there. They're in New York City, and I know that. Why? Because they've got a Twitter on there. What I don't understand is if I sign up to follow other people's conversations, where am I seeing that? On my blog? Or do I get a continuous stream in my email? Because you know what? My email's already got enough issues.
In Twitter.
Yeah, you would either go to the site itself to see it, or there's different applications you can download that either embed itself in the browser or an actual application you download on your computer that it's separate and will update on its own that you can see. Yeah,
it's that's the thing, the TweetDeck thing I was talking about, that's an application you run on your desktop and that it's like a kind of an IM client except it's for Twitter.
Yeah, so stop, you were saying that you only go on from 8 to 5, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if I'm not at work, I'm pretty much not paying attention to Twitter. That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's how you roll, and that's just it, right? We gotta take it or leave.
I figure nobody really needs to know what I'm doing at night because you can just assume, oh, he's probably playing WoW.
So, yeah. Does anybody in the chat room have any quick questions to ask? Because we are getting to the end of the show, and we're going to be wrapping up very soon. Ask questions? No.
They don't care. They're talking about XKCD and stuff.
What are you guys thinking about the, any of you who have WordPress, what do you think about the new version? We haven't had a roundtable since the upgrade.
Can I jump in here? I want to give a shout out to Grizzly right there. Grizzly, I love mages because they have delicious strudel.
Yes, the strudel.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Grizzly Bear also because I love his Frost is the New Black blog. I think it's hilarious. It's on my blog feed and I certainly read that all the time. And he updates a lot. So, I mean, seriously, gotta give him some love. Even if mages are like, you know, the least liked class in the game. But, you know, that's cool. That's cool.
It's understandable. So, anyway, if you guys don't want to actually answer that question, that's okay.
What was the question?
If any of you who are running WordPress who've upgraded to 2.7, what do you think of it? I mean, I'm kind of bringing it back to kind of the blogging side as opposed to only WoW. Although we were kind of doing it with Twitter. I know it broke Bear's feed burner, so he's probably not particularly happy with that. But like the back end, the admin, obviously the front end is the same. It looks like your blog.
The 2.7 you said is the new version?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I have to log in and check and see what version I'm running. Is it just the weird admin section thing?
Yeah, the new admin stuff, the more abilities to do different things with it. I mean, some people, I don't even barely use it because they post through like Windows Live Writer or something. So.
Yeah. I post.
I actually kind of don't like it, but that's just because I'm old and resist change. Dang it, I knew the old site, and they changed it on me, and now I have all these buttons everywhere. There's buttons on the side, buttons on the top, there's buttons in the middle, and I don't even know what to press anymore. There's like 17 different ways to start a new post now from the homepage. There may not actually be 17, I haven't counted. But
maybe 14.
Aside from that, it's fairly, you know, it's about the same, like, I can start posts and make them go, and so I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't really changed that much as far as, like, my blog. I didn't change anything with the feed, and I just, you know, hit the upgrade button on Fantastico because I'm lazy, and it went through. Hooray! Mm-hmm.
So, Kes, you have, I know you're running the new one, right? What do you think about it?
Kes fell asleep on the keyboard.
Wake up!
That's my job.
Kestrel?
Do you have
Aging
the mute
Kestrel.
On?
Kestrel? Birdman.
Just Kestrel. Said he wanted to talk.
Yes, he's asleep at the blog. He's asleep at the round table. Kestrel.
I don't understand.
This is not the blog round table you were invited to.
Yeah. Okay, yes. we'll move on.
These are not the bloggers you're looking for. anyone else? No one. Okay. Yes. Oh, he's muted. The button.
Right.
There's a button in the middle. I don't know.
Okay.
So, how about your headset? You have a
So then you want
to going back to the fear of the hatred for mages. I love mages. Mages are awesome. We have a mage in our raid, and I keep like going, oh man, I wonder if my Hearthstone's on cooldown, or if I can run out, if I can fly back, and then they make a portal, and every time I'm like, yee, there's a portal, hooray! It's like a magical new treat for me because I'm not used to it. But actually, Big Bear Butt was talking about the she devils and all of them having the bunny pets. And I don't know if the rest of you have noticed this yet or not, but Pengu, the little penguin pet, who is quite possibly one of the cutest pets in the game, on just about every client that I've heard of, he tends to run just a little bit in front of everyone. Just a little bit in front. And so the funny thing is the first person in our guild to get Pengu was our main tank. And so we'd be in next, you know, getting ready to start this boss fight, and in runs the tank, and ahead of him runs this ballsy little penguin, like, we're going to go in and kill them all. So I could see an entire raid of tiny penguins being pretty cute.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be freaking funny. And now I lost Nanyunza. Bob,
who did we lose?
Question. I lost it in the sea of chat.
Bob's
question.
Say
oh, yeah.
question again.
If you could give presumably less popular... Now, if you could give a blogger a tip in 10 words or less, what would that be?
Have you met me?
is that the tip? That was less than 10 words.
Well, I typed my answer in, so I could just read that off, which was, be honest about exactly what you think, and don't care to what you think they want to hear.
All right.
That's a good one.
Last count, was that 10?
I don't know. It's good enough.
Please don't count.
Well, it is Big Bear Butt, and he's even ramblier than me, if anything, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're actually relevant and funny.
So are you.
A little bit rambling. Does that work?
So, Kes, what were you going to say? Is he back?
Mic is still not working.
Phone's
not working. Make sure it's plugged in. Check the plug. Plug.
Make sure the gas
is
plugged in.
Anyway. Yes.
I still can't put the switch on.
Yes.
You
broke your microphone.
Ratters. Do you have any advice? Well, you don't like giving advice because you don't think you're relevant in any way.
Well, I try real hard not to be.
Yes, you can insult it if you can say that you're teaching them something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, write for yourself. Don't write for anyone else. That's my advice.
Okay. Very cool.
Less than 10 words.
Just do it, right? That's yep. Condense it even further. Just do it. Stop. Ego.
I have two pieces of advice, but I don't. Go ahead.
One first.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, mine's really short. Two words. Write more.
Okay.
Advice I need to follow myself.
Need more words. Ego.
Ego.
I have two bits of advice, but one of them I don't follow, so I don't know whether or not you can actually count it as valid advice. Respond to comments. You'd be amazed. Just responding to comments. When you are a commenter, having the person who wrote the blog actually respond to you, it's a huge thing. It really is. It makes you feel as a commenter that they care. And that's the piece of advice that I don't follow. I've gotten in trouble commenting on my own blog before, so I try not to. So it's good advice, but yeah, I don't really follow that one. And the other one is the same one that Stop had, which is right. You know, keep it up. Don't stop. Don't stop. Stop. Because
don't stop believing.
And you can hate yourself.
Don't stop thinking about.
Oh, now I have that song stuck in my head. Thank you.
So go ahead, Finn. Read that question.
But actually going back, Kes wanted to say about 2.7, if Blogspot bloggers are looking for a reason to move to WP WordPress, 2.7 is a good reason.
Yeah.
So that was Kestrel's response. And Shattersphere had a question in the chat room. Has there been any point in Wrath where you felt yourself tested as a player? For example, had to dig deep to overcome the challenge presented before you? And as the question is worded, you could just say yes or no. But you could explain also. But.
I'm going to say yes.
Leave it at that.
Could we get some elaboration?
Actually, the first time I saw Patchworks, which was maybe about a week or two after I dinged 80, I was basically in blues and not very well geared at all. I think I had like 400 and something and mana outside of the 5-second rule, and it was really bad. And it was me and a pally healing Patchworks for the very first time, and we actually downed him, and it was the most exhilarating experience I had had in the game. I was sweating, my heart was pounding, and I had never experienced that before in WoW, and it was an awesome experience, and I really enjoyed that. So that's mine.
That's good.
And the silence.
I'm always challenged. Just WoW challenged. It's a new disease.
Well, I can remember one where I was, it was very shortly after Burning Crusade came out, and Feral Druids were new and fresh and weren't the everybody and their brother has a Feral Druid blog and knows everything about them kind of thing that they are now. And I was tanking a pug in slave pens and had a rogue that was just incredibly insane on his aggro. And we were heading up right before you do the jump into the water in slave pens. And there we go. Here comes those two guys that wander on the right-hand side of that route that sneak up behind you. And you're just sitting there like, okay, we just had a fight. We're drinking. All right, we're all set. We pull the group in front of us, and here comes the two guys up our backside. Oh, no, what are we going to do? And everybody died but me and one other person, the rogue. And I was, there's no swipe. You're doing the tab targeting, and you're doing the clicking, and you're doing the mouse over macros, and keep aggro off of the rogue, live, live, live. And I just felt that, it was utter chaos. There was mobs everywhere. I hit every cooldown I had in the way I should have hit them, and we managed to live and still be able to, Balrez the healer who died and continue on without a wipe. And it's just, looking around going, wow, that was intense. I'm still shaking. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Last thing, can you hear me?
Yay! Hey. He has returned the bowels of the Nether.
You're back.
Yeah, now it's trying to hear myself.
All right, so I guess I'll go next while Kestrel gets his mic working. The point in Wrath where I have felt that all of my skills as a player and not just as a priest were tested was definitely when we tried OS plus three, and I'm the main tank healer when I do that. So I have to coordinate my cooldowns with their cooldowns. We have to, you know, I have to pay attention to the dragon's head. When does the head lift up? That means, you know, this is coming. I have to pay attention to, you know, the death. Don't stand in the death. I have to pay attention to the adds that are on me and fade when they come on. I have to pay attention to the lava waves that are coming and, you know, the health of everyone else in the raid. If I can, you know, toss something out there, however the rest of it's going. And so that was definitely the point where I felt that my skills as a player were most tested, is, you know, trying to keep all of that organized and get that done without, you know, being the reason that we wiped. And it took a while because it is a learning curve. And so my raid was very understanding as myself and the tank figured out what it is we're supposed to be doing with this giant dragon and three smaller dragons coming along. So that's me.
That's you. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm. Radders? Yes? No?
I can't really think of anything in Wrath yet where in-game where I've had to really dig deep to overcome something so far. There have been a few things where it's like, okay, no, that's not going to happen ever, like soloing those giants in Howling Fjord. But that was one of those, you try it three times, you go, no, that's just not going to happen. But I can't think of anything where it's been a dig deep and then you get past it yet. So looking forward to running into something like that sooner or later, but hasn't come along yet.
Okay, and Bear would like to ask a question.
I've actually got a question for this roundtable of bloggers that we got here. We have a lot of bloggers involved right here. Unfortunately, Kestrel doesn't seem to be able to talk at the moment, but I think it's a unique opportunity to be able to say where we've got a live audience and stuff who follow a lot of us and what we're reading. How many of, or okay, bad way to phrase that. Of the bloggers here, so many of us have been doing this for so long, but we're tied to a video game, yeah, that we love, granted, but how much do you love the blogging part, and how much of it is just part of what you do as part of your WoW experience? If WoW went away, would you continue the blogging, or is it just something that's tied to WoW for you?
I would definitely continue the blogging. The blogging, the content that I'm using on my site is fueled because of my enthusiasm for the game, but if the game was gone, then I would continue blogging, especially now that I found how immersive the community can be. And if I wasn't with WoW, it would be with another hobby of mine, either with writing or with books or with anime or with whatever else I'm into. So, yes, I would definitely continue.
I have the horrible habit of that. I'm sorry. Please go.
I'm not sure I could keep Need More Rage going if it wasn't WoW, because it is so tied in with the characters that I have. And I don't know that I'd keep it going at all. I don't think I could. It's very, very tightly integrated with WoW.
Would you blog in a different perspective? Like, would you blog non-WoW type things?
Not for a mass audience or anything like that. I mean, I've got my little real-life blog that a few people read, but that's for its own particular reasons. And I don't think I'd try and have something that was set up for a general audience, at least not unless some other idea came along, but I have no idea what that would be.
Okay, that's very cool. Anybody else? Whatever. I'm just gonna say hey you, and whoever responds, that's who I meant.
I gotta find an easier word than spum. Yes, I would keep blogging. I've been blogging for several years on and off at various blogs. If WoW ended for some reason and I didn't have anything more to blog about WoW, I'd move on to something else. I'll probably keep blogging for quite a while.
Very cool. Yeah. Can I turn it around and ask Bear?
That's a very good question, and I can tell you right now question. That for me, it's well, you know, I was actually curious what y'all would do, or what y'all thought, how much y'all loved the writing, aside from just talking about the game. For me, I right now write mostly about WoW stuff, but a lot of other stuff too. But if I stop playing the video game, I would totally continue writing because I'm just enjoying writing and chatting with the people that I've met doing it. Bree's answer is just so awesome. I don't even know how anybody can follow it up. So thanks, Bree.
We actually have a, if Cass is working, then he can, do you?
I think I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you. Yes.
Go for it.
Yes. I am jury rigged like you wouldn't believe.
Woohoo!
Got wires strung up all over the house. It's amazing.
Pretty much. I'm actually using two headsets. I'm hearing through one and speaking through the other.
There you go. Take a picture.
I don't have an extra hand for that. I got to hold the mic up to my mouth.
Okay. So the question was, would you, if WoW was to go away, would you continue to have a blog of some sort? Or is your blogging tied to WoW? I think that's kind of what the question was, right?
Oh, I think I've got the blogging bug big time. I'd probably blog about all kinds of stuff. I've tried to do a little bit of that. And at one time, a couple of months ago, I thought I might start a second blog, but I just don't have the time for that. But yeah, I definitely continue blogging.
And you probably continue wikiing because he likes that too.
I don't know. The pay's pretty lousy.
We'll double your pay, okay? No problem.
Okay. You got a deal.
Send me an email.
Go ahead, Tim.
What would I do? I didn't start blogging until after I started playing WoW, but I think I probably would do something in that sphere. I definitely enjoy the podcasting piece, though it's a lot of work. But I mean, if you go back in my blog, there's some posts in there about things about the PS3 and other things like that. I probably would just do generic game blogging because I would actually be able to play other games because I'd have time, unlike now. So. But yeah, I probably would keep going.
Okay, and Eagle?
I was going to say that Bree's answer really was the best one to fit how I feel about it, because I have 5 different blogs right now, and each of them has a different purpose, and each of them gets a different type of entry into them. But, you know, if I stopped playing World of Warcraft, or if World of Warcraft, you know, went away for whatever reason, Ego would die, but my other blogs wouldn't. So, yeah, absolutely, I would keep blogging. It's definitely about the writing and the communities for me.
Yeah. Copra had a question, and I'm trying to find it, that I think it was... Hold on. How many of you bloggers have been writing before starting blogging?
I've been writing at all.
Writing, like I guess writing, not blogging writing, but like writing in general. Like, you know, like I guess like Copra, would you like to expand on that? With writing what? Reports, stories.
creative writing.
Is that what you're referring to? Short stories, fiction. Okay, there's clarification. Fun writing. Fun writing. That's what he or she wants to know. Creative. That's the word. Creative writing.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me.
Okay.
Really? I've been writing creative fiction for so many years. I have an entire fantasy trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely planned out and written, and actually the play by email stuff that's going on right now is that has been going on Fridays when I wasn't hip deep in focusing on getting a new job, is a prelude story that I plotted out as an introduction that takes place, like, I'd say 15 years before the events in the first book of the trilogy. So yeah, I've been writing like that for a long time. I'm just not good at it.
I think some of us would disagree with that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, hold on a second. Does anybody else here ever go back over the things that you wrote just, say, 5 years ago, read them, and go, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, I suck.
Yes.
And then 5 years from now, you know, you're going to look back at what you're writing right now and go, oh, my God, I published that? You know, so come on.
Yes, I totally agree. I know that, yes, I've been writing since I was 8, So I've definitely been writing a long time on my own, off and on. And yes, you go back and you read your old stuff and then you cringe. You're like, I cannot believe that's out there and people can read that and go back and find it. So, but yeah, it's definitely been an enriching experience. It's forced me to write. I've become a better writer during my blogging experience. So I definitely wouldn't give that up. And so, Ego, what about you?
I have something that I wrote. I guess my handwriting was so bad that I must have just learned how to write. There was a story about a giraffe that got captured and sent into space, and its spots floated off because, you know, things float in space, right? And so this is my childhood mind. This is what would happen if a giraffe went into space. So yes, I've been writing for quite a while. I would have to say that the quality has gotten a little better, as has the science. But you definitely do get that when you look at the old stuff that you've written and go, oh. But you have to modulate that into, look how much I have improved. Look at how much better the stuff that I write now is. And when you look at the future and say, you know, I'm going to look back at the stuff I'm writing now and go, ugh. There's a point where you don't cringe quite as badly. Where you do see that you have improved further, which is definitely good. And so you want to look forward to that, to becoming that better writer. But you also want to look at it from the point of view of the book that you would write now is different than if you took that same exact story, that same exact concept, and wrote it 5-10 years from now. And I think that's actually one of the great things, is that the books that you write now are not anything like the books that you're going to write later. So just go ahead and write them.
Yeah.
I have a passion for writing, and so you sort of like triggered something in me. I apologize for rambling a little bit on that, but I do. I think that everyone should write, regardless of whether or not you think you're awesome or you think you will be awesome or whether or not you even have anything that other people would care about seeing, because you'd be surprised. Other people really do enjoy reading the stuff that you write and put out on your blog for people to see. So I think that's great. I love that blogging has allowed more people to get their writing out where other people can see it.
Yeah, I agree.
I've been improving on my placement of screenshots. What you can't see is I'm actually putting my hands up in front of my face and kind of moving them in place, which doesn't really see it.
But can we get a second opinion on that?
That I haven't been improving? I feel like I've been improving. I could be not. Maybe they're getting better. I'm posting
your life. Them, and that's kind of cool. You know what's bothering me about the whole writing a blog to improve your writing or your proficiency is, it to a certain extent, it's true. You become a lot more comfortable in getting your thoughts down in a written sentence. On the other hand, I've noticed in myself that the blogging experience has a tendency to make me draw into using shorthand ways of getting thoughts across rather than talking descriptively. I found myself, you know, almost going into that I am kind of mode, you know, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. And that's not what I was hoping to do when I started writing. So I kind of drifted into that, and now I'm trying to drift more away from that and actually write complete coherent sentences once in a while. But I mean, does anybody else notice that kind of thing? You're trying to write a post and it's like, ba-ding, you know, bullet, 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 bullet. Okay, done, post.
Yeah. Well, I noticed in my, like, because my style on my blog is very conversational. Like, yeah, I think most of ours are like that. I tend to forget when I'm writing my own stuff outside of the blog, I have to try and move away from the short sentences, from the I see a cat or whatever, you know, that it needs to be a little bit more description to it. And so it's something that, yeah, I'm working on. And then there's people I'm not going to talk about here. It's people that they're going to write one sentence and it turns into a page because they're naturally descriptive, and it's an envious thing. It's very envious. I wish I had that.
I just write like I talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the conversational style. Yeah.
I write like I wish I talked. <Is that
count? laughs> I definitely do not write like I wish I talked. No, wait, I like how I talk, so I don't care. So, I think we're getting very close to the end. We got to wrap it up, I believe, unless anyone in the call has another question.
Yeah. Last call for questions before we wrap it up.
Questions from our featured blog.
I don't have a question. Mm-hmm. But I have a comment.
Okay.
I want to thank Big Bear Butt Blogger for joining us tonight, because listening to him say y'all totally took me back. It's been so long since I've heard people tell me y'all that I'm like, oh, it's like home.
Oh,
so yes, thank you. Thank you for the y'alls.
Well, yes. We want to thank all of you for coming on. It's been an awesome experience. So we also want to give out a shout out to everyone in the chat room. So Fim, take it away.
Air Selvar, Gry, Kess, Queen, Lady Jazz, Shattersphere, Schwandra, Stoppable Force. That's some of you are on here. Wow, Stole My GF, who we had a call from. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Bell, Bear, Copra, Ego, Falsy, Hula Hoop, Grizzly Bear, Christopher, who was the winner of our commercial contest.
Who is my Uber Hunter?
What? Is Uber Hunter. Lanyon, Mize is wise with fries. Newbie One, Softy, and Ustreamer, blah, 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 who didn't change their names. All you guys, thank you for showing up. We appreciate it. This is the biggest crowd we have gathered yet for one of these. We love it.
Yes.
Especially because it is
time, it's huge.
Really late. Yes. Compared to last time, I think we had four people. considering it is very late for some of you or extremely early for others, we really appreciate it.
Yes. You know, we are equal opportunity. We try and make it inconvenient a little bit for everyone.
Yes, for everybody. It's inconvenient for everybody. Some people should be raiding right now, and they're not. And some people should be just waking up to have breakfast, and they're busy on the chat room. So I'm going to then do our normal wrap-up very quickly.
Yep.
This is it. Oh, wait. Hold on. We have another shout-out.
I just have one shout-out. There are so many wonderful people like Lady Jess and Grizzly Bear and stuff that, you know, are in the chat but aren't in the live voice here. And it's awesome to chat with everybody. I really should do this kind of thing more often on the Blog Azeroth chat or whatever. But I want to give a special shout-out. You mentioned him as Gray because that's who he was logged in on. But he's in my guild. He plays a character called Gray Marin. And he's really a close bud of mine and stuff. And it's 2:30 a.m. his time. And he was in here the entire time just to kind of hang out and hear what was going on. And he's a wonderful guy. I really want to thank him for kind of showing up and you know, kind of knowing that somebody's in my corner over there and stuff. You know, it's really an ego boost. It's, you know, it feels really great to know there's somebody that likes to just hang out with you as a friend, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to give him a thanks for, 2:30 in the morning his time. That's like, dude, you're usually in bed by 10. Go sleep.
Awesome.
That's great. So if you have a question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, let us know. You can contact us at info@twistednether.net, or you can call us on our hotline, 206-203-4546. And yes, we are still accepting 2008 Twisted Moments, because obviously I'm not going to stick any in this one. So you can go ahead and continue to call in with those. Please, please do. I don't have many. I want more, especially all you people in the chat room now that listen to this live. Our website is www.twistednether.net. We have forums at Blog Azeroth, which is blogazeroth.com. We have our wiki, which Kestrel has been updating like a crazy man, at wiki.twistednether.net. Go ahead, have a look, use it. It's great. If you can't find your blog on there, then give an email to wiki@twistednether.net. There is instructions on the wiki on how to submit your blog, and Kestrel will put that up within 2 or 3 days if you use the little form. We're on iTunes. Leave us a comment there. That would be great. Hopefully, we will have this show up within a couple days, because hopefully it won't need much editing other than taking out the, oh, we lost everybody. or I might leave it in. Just a lot of dead air. Be great.
Always fun.
Yeah. People go, what happened? Exactly what happened in the chat room. They'll be like, where did everybody go?
Probably want to cut out my feedback.
Maybe we'll leave it in there. Wow, let everybody.
Terrifying.
Yes, it was. That's good.
It's like a horror about
the show. Dun, 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 dun. And next week we have Bree. Who do we have? Mize. Oh. Mize is wise. Yeah, you. Mize will be on the show next week. with us, and that'll be awesome.
Yeah. And so.
Real quick, can I
log back in?
Plug something. Talking.
Yeah. Oh, right ahead. Yeah. Plug away.
Yeah, I've seen several people express the same attitude, and I just want to say, if you're thinking about coming to the Blog Azeroth chat on AOL, just do it. We don't bite, except Hydra, sometimes.
Watch out. But she's only almost evil.
To be on that Blog Azeroth AOL chat, though, and I got to say, I had to stop going there because the constant sexual innuendo, the heavy sexual tension that was in there all the time, especially with Softy. I mean, after a while, I just had to say, you got to stand back and say, I'm a married man. I can't really be doing that stuff. I'm sorry, you know. But I'm sure some people like it, you know. Bell's in there, you know. I'm sure some people are like that. You know, that's cool. You know, and I'm totally accepting of it.
So, yes.
Yes.
And on that note, we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Wow.
And thank you guys for coming.
Yeah. Don, I'm sorry. I'm so absorbed.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Wonderful as always, you guys.
Yes, it was
enjoyed awesome. My time despite the technical glitch.
Yes.
We always have to have some fun. Kind of technical glitch.
Yeah, last time it was me, so don't worry, guys. It happens.
And I think there were no chipmunks this time.
No chipmunks.
Dead air, no chipmunks.
Yeah.
Maybe dead chipmunks. So yes, on behalf of all of us here at Twisted Nether, we say good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks a lot, guys. Night.
Can you get your moments in?
Yes.
Hi, this is Trako from Survival Hunters Anonymous, and you have been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
We got Ego on the house. All right, we're set. So, Ego, are you currently like on a diet of Red Bull?
You don't know who that is? It's on the front page of my blog.
It should be the name of a character on Heroes, I think.
You're seeing all those weird names.
I am.
Brianna, Finless, Rat Shag, Unstoppable Force, Twisted Nether.
You guys hear chipmunks yet?
Redundancy is redundant.
Who gave him a button?
Uh-oh.
Somebody's breathing.
Breathing hard, heavy.
It's Ratters.
So Ratters is going to be speaking in character the entire podcast. Now I'm just
getting. Take a while.
Did we lose stop?
Yeah,
I
think we lost him. Yeah.
Oh, done. We must get stopped.
Stop.
We will not stop until stop is back. Oh no! Yes, stop has come to a full stop. Hold on.
Nope.
We're calling.
Calling
stop.
Him back. Oh, get him back. Get him back.
Yeah. He keeps trying to come in.
Crossing lines. We are crossing the streams. We have to.
Don't cross the streams.
It's Ghostbuster style action going on here, folks.
Thank you very much to whoever that was for making my life a little more surreal. I appreciate that. I cherish those moments when I'm completely confused. that's my normal life. I'm sorry.
What'd you
and
say?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what feedback sounds like.
Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't just Steffi? Steffi doing a raid?
No, it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as intense as that.
Yeah.
And the note of joy was missing.
Shutting up.